with trainer Brendan McShane, prepared this moment for a very impressive win here in Hobart today. That was a great win over the mile.
She can handle the wet, Peter, so wet trackers are winning today. She's a duck, and that's why she wins.
Well, she won a Class 2 over 1,400 metres, three starts back. Then she ran third behind La Fille Harmonic and probably should have won at the... Yeah. You know, the rider had been able to go to the middle of the track or to the outside.
Yeah, outside
but
inside.
Irrespective, the follow-up run wasn't too far away at Lonnie. Is there a bit of depth there with this horse?
She doesn't stay. We tried her at the 2,100 metres off the back of the mile without training her to do that. That was purpose, to give ourselves the option to go up or down in distance. She didn't stay naturally. We know that we could get her to run 2,100 metres, but it's not to her betterment. She's a miler. She's now won, I think, three or four over the mile. Yeah. So she'll keep at this distance, and whilst the tracks are wet, she'll keep giving us the goods.
So she'd like to continue to be a winter horse for you?
Oh, definitely. That's, you know, you can see it. Today she's come through the wettest part of the track, saving ground. Ones that can handle it, just come through it. If you can't, then you've got to start searching and you're already beaten.
Well, her best part of the race was the last 400.
Yes, she really lifted in the last 400, you're correct, and that was very pleasing. I reckon that's the edge of fitness of the 2,100 metre race, finishing this race off today for us.
Is there much left for her?
Only these sort of races. Oh, look, you don't know. Like, she's won so well. If we got onto a heavier track than this, then maybe up the next grade. Maybe.
Is she good enough to slip across the water?
No, not at this range of distance. 1,400 or a mile, no, they're too classy.
Yeah, okay.
And 2,100 is not an option, I don't think. If we want an ordinary horse, yes, 2,100, but no, I think you know, this is good, and she's doing well. Her sister, Love the Moment, is pretty good here in Handy Mare over the mile, 1,400 metres, and that's she's shaping up to be something like that.
Well, she's owned by...
By Mike Lay, Richard Sadek, and Michael Crossan, ex and Virgil's boys.
Yeah, good supporters of yours.
Yeah, well, I'm a St. Virgil's boy too.
Well, the Virgilians awesome. Rise to the top.
We need more of them.
All right, we should have got my son involved.
Yeah, well.
All right, now, so no plans immediately for her, just look at the calendar?
No. It's up to the owners. If they want to bite that sort of cherry, then they're welcome to, but I won't be advising them not to or to. That'll be up to them. It's their racing life, not
mine. She'll stay here, look for races at Launceston and here.
Yes, that's the right way to go.
All right, well done, Brendan.
Thank you, Pete.